Hey, you guys, welcome back to Tomes of Terror, my little book review show. The book that I chose this week, this was a completely and utterly random pick. Basically, I was kind of like, well, I've sort of run out of most of the print books that I was going to read, and I thought to myself, well, I should probably take advantage of this Kindle Unlimited thing. I have read a few books on there, but honestly, I usually read like nonfiction on there, like getting ready for the regular podcast episodes and stuff. I don't read a lot of fiction on there, so I kind of feel like maybe in the next year I should kind of maybe start doing that. What I did was I just kind of did a search, and because for the month of December, I basically wanted to do sort of winter themed kind of stuff as much as possible. I don't know how that's gonna play out actually, because I haven't planned it that far in advance. But so while I was looking through, I basically my only stipulation was I wanted something that was sort of like winter based or winter themed, and something that was very highly rated, and something that was available to read for free with Kindle Unlimited. So the book that I came across was a little book called Autumn Bleeds Into Winter by Jeff Strand. So I don't obviously have like a print version to show you because I read the ebook. But I'll put the cover of it like right here in the video somewhere, you know, so you can see it this side, that side. I don't know which side. I still haven't figured that out. So I didn't really know anything about this author when I went into this book. Like I said, basically it just had all the stipulations. It was available on Kindle Unlimited. It was really, really highly rated, had like 4.5 to 5 stars on Goodreads or on Amazon, which I think is the same thing. And it kind of had like the name and the word winter in the title. So I was just kind of like, all right, Bob's your uncle. That's what we're going to do. And this book ended up being awesome. It was so, so good. This was another one of those books that, you know how every now and then you just kind of come across a book, and this kind of happened to me a little bit with Enamorada too, which I reviewed a couple weeks back that I talked about that I just bought at random. This kind of happened with this one too, where it's kind of like you just start reading it, and like from the first paragraph, I was just completely sucked in, and it's like every moment that I had to do something else and couldn't keep reading the book, I was like angry because I just wanted. It's just such a great, like, fast-paced, action-packed story, and it's very straightforward. It's very simple, but it's just so well done, and it's just so entertaining that I just kept finding myself just like, man, I really, really need to get back to that. So I read it like almost in one sitting, but I couldn't do it because other things intervened. But I did end up reading it. I think it took me like 2 sittings because I read like more than half of it just like in one sitting. So I'm like, man, this is so good, you know. And then I had to go do something else, and then like it took me a couple more tries to finish it, but it's just really, really good. Now, when I was researching this, though, this book came out in 2020, by the way, so it's fairly recent. When I was researching Jeff Strand, apparently, see, this is how out of the fucking loop I am, and this is why I really need to get back into the Kindle Unlimited thing and read some newer shit. You know, I'm still gonna read old shit, too, because obviously I like that, too, but I just feel like so much good shit is being published nowadays, and I'm just kind of, like, missing out on it. You know, so hopefully there's like a lot of more new stuff on Kindle Unlimited that's really worth reading, because I really want to get into that in the new year. So what I had failed to realize was that Jeff Strand, the author of this book, has written, you guys, I was like on his Amazon author page and I was like counting all the books, and then I got tired of counting. It's like he wrote so many. Now, he usually gets kind of lumped in with horror, but apparently this is the first book of his that I've read, so I can't really say it, but according to what a lot of his other fans said and like some of the reviews said, he usually writes it somewhere in the vein of horror, but he writes all kind of different things, and they said his thing is kind of like more, I don't want to say like horror comedy, more like funny stuff, like funny parody, like sarcastic kind of humor. This book has humor in it too, but it's kind of like not, a lot of the reviews said that it was still great, but it was like not the same kind of humor. It's not the same level of humor, because there's like usually stuff's like really, really funny. And this is really funny too, but it's also like kind of serious. I don't know if I'd call it serious necessarily. Did you guys see the movie Summer of 84? I'm pretty sure it's a Shudder original or a Shudder exclusive. This book kind of reminded me of that. Although, honestly, I like this book better, and I liked that movie a lot. I'm not saying that. But if you saw that movie, you'll get an idea, kind of like the vibe that I'm talking about, because this kind of reminded me of that. And I'm like actually not the person that thought that, because I saw a couple other reviews that pointed out that similar. It's not similar, but just kind of the tone of it is similar. So you know kind of what you're getting into. But yeah, so the guy's written so many books, and like I said, usually funny stuff, usually real gory. I love that his author page, like his biography, says 4-time nominee and 0-time winner, but come on, he lost to Stephen King twice of the Bram Stoker Award. And also he won the Splatterpunk Award. And apparently a bunch of his novels are also in negotiations to be made into films. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm just like amazed that somebody that prolific and somebody whose work seems to be that well regarded, particularly like by the horror community, that I hadn't really heard of him before. Like I said, that's no ding on him, because it's like, I'm kind of like out of it in the sense that you try to keep up, but with the advent of like self-publishing, you know, too, there's just so much shit being published nowadays. And like a lot of it, you know, yeah, probably a lot of it sucks and is not worth reading, but it's like a lot of it's really, really good too. I mean, so I kind of feel like I'll never live long enough to read all this stuff, and it kind of makes me sad, but at least I stumbled across this one. Like, finally, you know, just completely at random, and ended up really, really enjoying it a lot. So, because this book is fairly recent and it's fairly straightforward, I don't want to spoil too much about it, but I'll kind of like give you a little bit of where it's going. So, it's set in 1979 in Fairbanks, Alaska. And the setup of it is that it's a guy who you're led to believe is in the present day, and he's writing about something that happened to him back in 1979 when he was 14 years old. So what happens very near the beginning of the story is that this kid, Curtis Black, who's kind of like a chubby, he's not like a social outcast exactly, but he's not like super popular. He's just kind of one of those kids that fades into the background. He's a little bit of a troublemaker, but not enough to like get draw attention or anything like that. So he's this chubby 14-year-old, not all that athletic, and you know, kind of a cut up, but not, you know, not overtly. So he has a best friend. Like he kind of goes a little bit into like how he met his best friend, whose name is Todd. They don't spend a lot of time on that, but he just kind of like sets up how they met, how their friendship got established, and how like over this one summer they just like hung out all the time, and how they sort of became inseparable. Like I think Todd like moved a couple doors down from him or onto the same street or whatever, because he had moved from someplace else. So one night they were having a sleepover, and Todd got angry. They had some kind of fight about, I guess Curtis like said something sideways about his mom, and he wouldn't take it as a joke. He got mad and he decided he was going to walk home all by himself in the middle of the night, like in the freezing cold. So he proceeds to do that. And Curtis, after a few minutes, he starts to feel kind of bad, and he's like, well, okay, well, I better go after him and, you know, see what's what. Now, the funny thing is that he's not going after him to, like, apologize necessarily or even, like, check to see if he's okay. He actually puts on, like, a mouse mask that he had, like, left over from a long ago Halloween or something. I think he described it as, like, some kind of, like, off thing, like Mickey Mouse. It wasn't a Mickey Mouse mask, but it was, like, a, you know, a Dollar General version. So he had one. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna like sneak up behind him. I'm gonna sneak around in the woods, like where I know he's gonna be walking, and I'm gonna jump out and scare him. So, like I said, 14-year-old boy, you know, shit. So, like Jeff Strand, like the way he puts it across, because I have a couple, I have two younger brothers, in case you guys didn't know. So I'm very familiar with how 14-year-old boys like acted. So it's kind of like, so he's doesn't care. He doesn't want to apologize. He just wants to go like jump out of the woods and scare him. However, what ends up happening is that Curtis goes out in the mask and he hides in the woods, and he sees Todd walking home. And then he sees this silver car pull up next to Todd. And it looks like Todd like freaks out, like it starts crying, and then gets into the car with this person. And it's a car that Curtis does not recognize. Although he kind of starts going over there and like like looking, and he's like, but he recognizes the dude. He doesn't know him, but he knows that he lives like a couple of blocks away. Like he's seen him like in the yard before. So he does, and I think he kind of, and he knows his name as well. So basically he sees his best friend get in the car with this dude who neither of them know, and then leave. Now it should be noted too that prior to this, a couple of other kids have gone missing in Fairbanks. So it's kind of like a big thing that's going on at the time. So obviously Curtis is like, okay, well, Todd just got kidnapped by the person that's been doing all this, and I know who the dude is. Like, I know what his name is, and I know vaguely where he lives. So Curtis does exactly the right thing. He goes to the cops, and the cops actually do believe him. You know, he's like, I saw the dude's face. I've seen him before. He's like, I don't know exactly where he lives, but I know what street he lives on, and I know what his name is. So he tells the cops that, and the cops go and investigate. But unfortunately, they don't find enough evidence, and they also don't find the silver car that he saw. So they don't find enough evidence to, like, you know, to arrest the dude, whose name is Gerald Martin. So after this happens and Todd never comes back, Curtis decides, because I think he feels like this is all from his point of view, with the upshot of it being that he's now a grown person, like talking about what happened to him back when he was 14. But he also like gets back into the 14-year-old mindset. So basically he decides, well, because it's kind of like my fault that he got kidnapped, because if we hadn't had that fight, he would have just stayed over at my house and everything would have been fine. You know, we had that fight, he stormed off, and then he got kidnapped, and now he's gone. And so I guess because he feels guilty about that, and the police don't have enough evidence to do anything, Curtis decides, even though, as I said, he is a chubby 14-year-old kid, he decides that he's going to go confront Gerald Martin himself and try to elicit a confession out of him. Now, as I said, the first paragraph that sucked me into this. So like I said, this isn't really a spoiler because this is pretty much the first paragraph. The first paragraph is this kid who has stolen $300 out of his dad's safe in cash and is going to this like sleazy dude in a van to buy a gun. Okay, like a 14-year-old kid in 1979. And that's what he's going to use. So like I said, this is like the first page. That's what he's going to use to go confront this suspected serial killer, serial kidnapper, and he's gonna get a confession out of him and find out what happened to his best friend. Obviously, things don't go quite the way he planned. to a degree where because it's being written from the present day, like this is something that happened when I was 14 years old. So you know that he's not gonna die. But the shit that happens to this poor kid, and like I said, it's not just him, like other people start getting involved too, because he meets this girl at school and she's like super into this. She's like the first person, her name's Tina, and she's like the first person that he tells the absolute truth to, because he does not tell his parents that he went over to this suspected serial killer's house and like held a gun on him and like tried to get him to confess. So he didn't tell him that, but he told Tina that. Tina gets really excited about it and wants to get involved. So there are other people involved too. It's like not just her, but like his parents, her dad, like all this other kind of stuff. So all these people get involved as the stakes start getting higher and higher and escalating. And it's kind of like, I kind of felt myself like, a few times I'm just kind of like, well, that seems like a little outlandish or out there. But it's like, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think it really would be. Because like I said, a 14-year-old boy isn't the brightest crayon in the box. And you can kind of see where he was coming from. Like, he felt so bad that his best friend had disappeared and was probably dead because of him, at least what he perceived, and because the cops didn't have enough evidence to do anything, and he was so certain that that was the dude that he saw, that he was gonna like resolve this and avenge Todd. And so it gets to a point where he just gets in deeper and deeper and deeper. Because like I said, he's a 14-year-old kid and he's basically facing off against a serial killer as well as like other things going on too. Which I don't really want to spoil, because like I said, this poor kid, it's like you understand where he's coming from, and he's such a great character. Like his the narrative voice is just so entertaining. I think that was kind of like what sucked me in. Like I said, it's a very straightforward story, but it's one of those stories where, you know, shit's really bad at the beginning and then it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And you're just like, oh my God, like how much worse could this fucking get, like for this poor kid? And it just keeps happening. And it's just, it was so, so great. I had such a good time with this book. It's like I said, it's almost kind of like, and it's actually even listed on the Amazon page, it's actually listed as a coming of age story, which it actually kind of is. And he even says, like, in the present day, he even says at the end, like at the end of his quote unquote memoir, that, you know, I guess this was like the story of, you know, my first love, because, you know, he's talking about Tina, the girl that he met, and all this other stuff, and how he like kind of, how he like found his confidence, you know, and things like that. So it's kind of a coming of age story. It's funny, not like, I don't, it's like, it's funny, but I guess it's not funny in the same way that some of his other stuff is. Like I said, that's just from reading like a cursory thing of some of the other reviews, because I haven't read any of his other stuff, but apparently some of his other stuff is like way funnier, like way more over the top funny. Whereas this one is just like situationally funny, and the way the kid, like the narrative voice of the kid, like talking about what's happening, that's also funny because he's kind of like this smart assy like 14-year-old, and so that's actually funny. But it's actually like a pretty, it's a pretty fucked up, like for some pretty fucked up shit happens in it. But it's just this, like I said, this was just a fun, entertaining 14-year-old kid versus serial killer type of story. So like I said, that's why it kind of reminded me a little bit of Summer of 84, because I think in that, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I think in that, that was kind of like the, like a serial killer or pedophile or something like that. I think it was a serial killer, wasn't it? Like moved into their neighborhood and like, or they thought he was a serial killer. I can't even remember what happened in the end of it, but it's a similar kind of vibe to that, where it's not like a comedy overtly, but it's just kind of funny, like from the situations. And like I said, you're just horrified at all the terrible things that are happening around this poor kid. But yeah, so if any of you guys have read any of other of Jeff Strand stuff and can recommend anything to me, because he's written so many, and it's like after reading this one, and I really, really enjoyed it a lot, I was just kind of like, well, I'm gonna have to read some more of his stuff, but I don't really know where to start because he's written so many books. And I'm just kind of like, okay, well, eventually I'll have to get around to it. So if any of you guys have read any of his stuff and can recommend any to me, I would really like appreciate it. Also, if any of you have read this one, Autumn Bleeds Into Winter, please let me know what you thought of it, if you thought it was fun as well. As I said earlier, you know, probably he gets like a more royalties if you buy the paperback or whatever, but if you have Kindle Unlimited already, you can actually read it on Kindle Unlimited for free, which is what I did. So check it out if it sounds like something that you would like. And I will see you guys on the next Tomes of Terror. Bye.